Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, 9 lines on the top of Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph at the new Mishnah. And our Mishnah will discuss the dinim of a shor haniskal and a shor that kills a person. And we will begin by reading the psukim in Pashim Mishpatim in Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Ches, through Pasuk Lamed Beis. And the psukim state, V'chiyigach shor, as isha is isha v'meis, if a shor stresses a man or a woman and they die, sokli sok al shor, v'lo yochels besori, bala shor noki. And this pasuk doesn't mention if it's talking about a tam or a mur. And therefore, the stomach is that's even talking about a tam. And therefore, even if a shor tam kills a person, they will have a din of misa, and you would have to give skila to the shor, and that is the din of a shor niskal. And the pasuk continues and discusses the shor mu'ud, v'im shor nagachu mitmal shulshan v'hu beval v'layish renu, and therefore, this shor is now mu'ud, v'heim is isha isha, and this shor now kills a man or a woman, hashor yisakal, the shor will have skila, v'gam ba'al of yumas, and the owner will also be put to death, and we know that the owner is not literally put to death. But the pasuk continues and tells us, "Im kaif yushas alav v'nasim pidyan nafshei kichol hashi yushas alav." And if a shor hamu'ud kills a person, then there's also a chiyuv for the owner to pay kaifer. And pasuk lamed aleph teaches us, "Oyven yigach oyvas yigach kamishpat hazeh yaseh loy." That even if the shor kills a young boy or a young girl, the same dinim apply to that shor. Finally, pasuk lamed beis teaches us, "Im eved yigach hashor oyama kastav shleishim shkolim yitin ladeinu v'hashor yisakol." Then even if the shor is a tam, then you would still have a din of skila, and the shor would be put to death. However, the standard din of kaifa doesn't apply, and the owner of the shor would pay the owner of the Eved Knani or the owner of the Shifcha Knanis a set amount of money, and they would pay 30 shkolim. And we will basically now see all of these dinim in our Mishnah. As the Mishnah states, shor shenagachas adam, if there's a shor that stresses a person, umeis, and that person dies, mu'ud mishalom kaifa, then if the shor was a mu'ud, then the owner would pay kaifa, v'tam potter min ha-kaifa. However, if the shor was a tam, then the owner would be potter from kaifa. And although we know that b'negei ahezek is a din that a tam would pay chatzi nezek. However, when a shor tam kills someone, then he doesn't pay chatzi kaifer, and the owner would not pay anything at all. And the Mishnah continues, v'zeh v'zeh chayav misa, that both a shor tam or a shor mu'ud kills a person would be chayav misa. And the Gemara will ask that l'chayra, if it's already chayav misa, if it's first time that it stresses and kills a person, then l'chayra, how can you ever get to the point that it becomes a mu'ud and you pay kaifer? And the Mishnah continues, v'chim beben, v'chim bebas, and these dinim apply the same to a young boy or to a young girl. And as Rashi says, Ben Katan mitinokis ktana chayv alein skila v'kayfe k'gdoylim. And the Mishnah continues, Nogach ever yama. If a shor mu'ud kills an ever knani or a shivcha knanis noisin shleishim sloim, then the owner of the shor has to pay the owner of the ever knani or the shivcha knanis 30 shekel. Bein shu yafa mayimana or bein sheinu yafa elidin echad. And doesn't make a difference if the ever knani or the shivcha knanis was worth 100 mana, or if the ever or the shivcha was worth only a dinar. There's always a set amount. And as we saw in pasuk lamed beis, and then the pasuk said about shor yisakal, then any case that there's a shor that kills an eved or an amma, and even if it's a tam, the shor would have a din of skila, and the din of a shor niskal, even by the din of eved knani or shivcha knanis, is not only exclusively by a mu'ud, but even by a shor tam. And also keep in mind that b'negei the din of an eved, then there's also another chiddush, as in the standard case where a shor kills a person, the din is that the owner would have to pay kaifer, and the gemara has a shayla if you could evaluate based on the main mazik or the main nizik. However, b'negeya eved knani, the Torah tells us that we certainly just pay 30 shekel, and it's irrelevant as to the value of the nizik or the mazik. And our Gemara begins and asks the question that we mentioned before, if we said that even if there's a shor tam that kills a person, then we would kill it, and the din is that it becomes a shor niskal, mu'ud hechim shkachesla. So l'chir at that point, Bezin already took this animal and is now holding on to the animal in order to kill it. For how will it ever be possible that the animal will ever become a mu'ud? And how will it ever be possible that the owner will have to pay kaifa? And the Gemara now will bring 8 terutzim. And the first terutz is from Rabba, and Amar Rabba, and Rabba states, Hacham Mayaskinon, that the case in the Torah where the owner will pay kaifa is Kagoyin Sham Duel Shleish Bnei Adam, in the scenario where this animal actually ran after 3 different people, and the person was able to run away from this animal. But as Rashi says, Shiratzach Rein Zachazer Ubarchu Mipanov, and that person was able to escape from the animal. However, Amdu, we evaluated Shimlai Barchu, if the person wouldn't have run away, the animal would have killed it. And as the Rashi explains, the case is also where between each time that the animal ran after the person, there were Edom that came and they warned the owner and they told him that your animal is wild, and they warned him to watch his animal much better. And this case, since the animal didn't kill anyone, therefore of course he wasn't Chayiv Misa and it wasn't a Shor Niskal yet, and therefore now on the 4th time when this animal chases after the person, and on this time he actually is able to kill that person, so now number 1, the animal will be killed and is a Shor Niskal, and number 2, the owner owner would be chayiv to pay kaifer. And before we continue, let's point out two ideas. Number one, the reason why the Rashba says his point is because he's trying to bavarn that there is a man d'omer that we had before that holds that the reason why you have to warn b'negei amud is liyude gavra, and therefore it has to be that in between each time that the animal is running after a person, then you actually warn the owner. However, according to the man d'omer that holds liyude tura, then even if all the warnings happen at the same time and the edim came at the same moment, the animal would still be considered amud after the animal ran after three different people, and then the owner was warned at that moment, and the owner at that point would have a chiyuv to guard his animal so much better. Number two, when we gave our example in the Gemara, we said that this animal ran after three different people, and then he became amud, and on the fourth time when he kills someone, then the owner will be chayiv kaifer. However, Ayin Rashi, where throughout the sugya, he talks about amud as becoming amud after the animal straces two times, and on the third time, the animal is already considered amud, and this is based on Rashi Lishitasai on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, where we explain the Shita of Rava in this manner. However, Ayin Tesis over there, where he argues on Rashi, and Ayin Tesis in our sugya, Dino Maskel, Kuyon Shabdul, the Gimel Bani Adam, where Tesis says, Kuli Sugya Mucha, the Loy Mechai Bishlishi, Nezat Shalom, can appreciate Perak Beis on Daf Chaf Dal Man Aleph, that really our sugya is going to be mashmo more like the Tzad, that even according to Rava, the only way that you become a mood is only after the Shah already stays three times, and only when the Shah stays on the fourth time, would the owner be Chayiv Nezek Shalim and the owner be Chayiv Kaifer. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, Umdeno Lav Klomu, you can't tell me by the fact that this animal was running after a person and he didn't kill the person because the person was able to escape, and we would now consider the Shah as a mood, as Lemaisa, he didn't kill a person. And therefore, Rav Ashi says, Al Hacha Mayaskinon, that the Pasuk that tells us that a person is Chayiv Kaifer when there's a Shah that's a mood is talk about a case, Kagoyin Shasikin Shloish Bani Adam, the animal actually stays three people and it caused a terrible wound. Once again, according to the Mandama Liyudi Gavra, between each time that this animal stays the person, the owner was already warned that your animal is wild and went and mortally wounded someone, and therefore you should guard your animal better. And since up until this point, the Shah never killed anyone, therefore it wasn't a Shah and Iskal, and that's why Bezdin did not put the Shah to death, and Bezdin did not separate the Shah and take away from the owner. And only after the Shah already killed the fourth person, the prior three people die, and at this point, the animal will be chayev skila based on the fact that it killed a person, and the owner of this shor will be chayev to pay kaifa because lemaisa when it shtoyst and it killed the fourth person, the owner was previously already warned three times. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid brings a third pshat, and lechira Rav Zvid doesn't like the pshat of Rav Ashi because according to Rav Ashi, it comes out that the only warning that occurred was prior to the shor actually killing anyone, and therefore he would hold that if the animal did not kill anything, then that would not be a valid way to warn the owner. Therefore, Rav Zvid explains that the case where the owner would pay kaifa after the bashar is considered mu'ud is gagun sharik shlesh behemoth, where the animal already killed, but it only killed three animals. And therefore, although this animal already killed three times, but the maisa had only killed an animal, and therefore it wasn't a shar niskal, and there was no chiyah misa on the shar because it didn't yet kill a person. But the maisa, the owner was warned that this animal is a wild animal and it does kill something, and therefore you should be careful. And by the fact that it now goes and kills a person, therefore at this point, the shar will be chiyah misa and will be considered shar niskal, and the owner will also be chayiv kaifa because at this point the shor was already a mu'ud. And keep in mind that we saw in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph the Rebbe Zvid held that a mu'ud le'adam is considered a mu'ud le'behima, and over here we see that Rebbe Zvid is telling us once there's an animal that's a mu'ud le'behima, that animal now be considered a mu'ud le'adam. According to Rashi, the Gemara now continues in Yisrael and Zvid, a mu'ud le'behima have a mu'ud le'adam, even though you want to tell me that a mu'ud le'adam could be a mu'ud le'behima, but certainly a mu'ud le'behima can't be a mu'ud le'adam, as the Maisa we said earlier on Daf Beis on Beis, and we also saw in Daf Lamed Zayin Aleph that Adam is Lemazla. Therefore, although someone is warned that his animal is a mu'ud, going and stracing and killing animals, it doesn't necessarily mean that this animal will go and kill a person. And therefore, the chayyur, this can't be a case where there would be an animal that originally is not chayiv skila, and then on the fourth time will be chayiv misa, and at that point be chayiv kaifa. This is the way Rashi learns Asuga. However, the Rambam learns that the Gemara is actually just making a statement and stating, according to Rasvid, a mu'ud behema have a mu'ud Adam. And according to Rashi, the Gemara makes a lot of sense, and now that it asks a question of Rav Zvid, therefore Elam Rav Shimi, therefore Rav Shimi states and gives us a fourth explanation of how to understand how it's possible that the Torah tells us that if there's an animal that's a mu'ud, that the owner now would pay kaifa. If l'chur at the point that it was a tam and it killed someone, it was already chayim misa. And the Gemara answers k'goyin shaharik shleisha adi chavim, that in the case where this animal actually killed a person and therefore it was a mu'ud adam, but it killed adi chavim, and therefore in the first three times that it shtoist and it killed a person, it wasn't chayim misa, and it wasn't a Shor Niskal, and only on the fourth time, at this point, when it kills a Yisrael, then the animal becomes Chayi Misa and is a Shor Niskal. And at that point, the owner of this animal wouldn't have to pay Kaifa because his animal was already mood when he killed this Yisrael. And keep in mind that according to the Rambam, he would not be Gerus towards Elah, and it would just be a new Teretz of Rav Shimi. And the Gemara continues, and he asks a question on this Pshat of Rav Shimi. Are you telling me that there's an animal that's a mood because he killed three different Evichavim, therefore he's considered a mood Yisrael? Of course, a Yisrael has a different mazel, and it's possible that even though a Shor may have the ability to kill Guy, but maybe Yisrael will have Schusim, and therefore the Yisrael will not die. Therefore, in this case, L'chayr, the owner would not be Chayiv to pay Kaifa, and it would not be considered a mood Yisrael. Where it continues with the fifth Teretz, Elam Reish Lakish, therefore Reish Lakish says, K'gayin Shaharik Shleish B'nei Adam Trefa, that the case was with the animal already killed three people who Yisraelim, but these Yisraelim were Trefas, and therefore for the first three times that this animal killed someone, he wasn't Chayiv Misa, as in Rashi says, A Trefa Leikatlin Lei, the Gavra Katila Katal, and it's only at this point that this behemoth goes and kills a fourth person, and this person was not a Trefa, that this animal will now be Chayiv Skila, and the owner will be Chayiv Kaifa. And once again, the Gemara asks, Mu'ud L'Trefa, have a Mu'ud L'Shalem, do you think that just because it's an animal that is a Mu'ud to go and damage and kill Trefas, that therefore he'll go and kill a regular person that's healthy? Of course, the animal could detect that the person that's a Trefa is weak, and the animal will take advantage and kill that person. However, that doesn't prove that this animal will go and damage and kill a person that's healthy. And therefore, L'Chira, that can't be the case where the Torah says that a person would be Chayiv Kaifa when this animal that's a Mu'ud kills a person. And the Gemara continues with the sixth try, Elam Rapapa, and therefore Rapapa says, the Kotel V'Arek L'Agma, that the case was with after the animal killed a Yisrael, and this Yisrael was not a Trefa, as Rashi says that this animal was already brought to Bezin, and the Edom already testified that this animal killed someone, and therefore the owner was already warned, and it was done in front of the Behemah. However, L'maisa, Bezin did not yet paskin that this Shor is a Shor in his skull, and the Shor escaped and ran into the Agam and ran away, and this occurred on three different occasions, and therefore this Shor is already a Mu'ud, but L'maisa was not yet killed, and therefore now that the Shtoises and kills a fourth person, then the Shor is definitely a Mu'ud, and at this point the owner of this Mu'ud would pay Kaifa. And the Gemara continues with the seven Teretz from Achabrit of Ikarma, Kagoyin Shehuzmu Zoymei Zaymin, that the case was where two Edom came to Bezin and they testified that Reuven Shor killed someone, and then two other Edom and said that it can't be that these first Edom said testimony that Reuven Shor killed someone, as on that day Imadu Yisem, and therefore they caused that those Edom were Edom Zaymin. And there were another two Edom that came and said that Reuven Shor killed someone on another day, and then once again those Edom had Hazama, and therefore they were Edom Zaymin, and that happened a third time as well. And then after Reuven Shor already killed a fourth person, and there were two Edom that came and testified to that, it was another set of Edom that also came, and they testified that the Edom that came and made the original Edom Zaymin, were really Zaymin themselves, and therefore we will now accept the original testimony of the Edom that said that Reuven Shor stoiced and killed the person on three different occasions. And it is in this case, since the Edom originally were not accepted as we thought that they were Edom Zaymin, therefore the Shor was not killed. And this is a case where you find that there could be a Shor that will kill a person on four different occasions, and therefore the owner in this case would pay Kaifer. And the Gemara now is on this Teretz of Achabrei Davika, Hanicha Uliyu Detura Be'in and Shaper. If we say that the reason why you have to go and warn a person that a Shor actually damaged someone or killed someone is based on the fact that we have to show that this Shor is dangerous, then even though all of these three warnings only happen at the end result, because it's only after we found out that the original Edom were valid Edom, and that occurred at one time when the second Edom came and said that the middle pair of Edom were actually the Edom Zaymin, then we can understand that L'maisa we see that this Shor killed three times, and this Shor is considered a wild animal, and therefore the owner would be Chayiv Kaifa. However, the Gemara now is, if the whole purpose of warning the owner is to make sure that the owner knows that this animal is a wild animal, and to prepare himself, and to make sure that he takes the proper precautions to guard this animal better, and that could only occur if you warn the owner on three different occasions. So in our case, Reuven could say, I never knew that this animal went and killed anyone, as L'maisa, even though there were three sets of Edom that said that my animal killed someone, but L'maisa, all of them became Edom Zaymin, and therefore I didn't think that I had to guard this animal, and therefore, although now that there are new Edom that say that the middle Edom were the Edom Zaymin, and therefore proves that my animal actually killed three different people, but L'maisa, that only occurred at one shot, and I don't have responsibility to guard my animal yet, And therefore, why would I be chayiv kaifer? Gemara answers, going to Amri, the case is where the Edim originally testified that kol emes to kotaturi, whenever Yeshua killed someone, gabei havakoi, that you were always there. And therefore, even though Edim came and said that the original Edim were Edim Zayman, you knew the truth and you knew that your animal actually damaged someone. And therefore, our ha'adah to you was really a valid warning. And therefore, you were really warned on three separate occasions. And therefore, now that your animal goes and shtoises and kills someone a fourth time, you will be chayiv kaifer. Ayin Rashi, dibel maskel gabei havakoi, where he explains shamazim idu de gabei havakoi v'rabin egiroisav, the one that actually stated this statement and said that the owner was together with the animal when the animal shtoised and killed the people, that was actually the last pair of Edom that came and testified that the middle pair of Edom were the actual Edom Zayman. And Ayin Mepharshim will actually say that this is a tois in Rashi, because it doesn't make sense that the ones that came to actually be mazim, the middle set of Edom, would know anything about how this animal went and shtoised the person, as they weren't Edom regarding the actual Negichos, and they were just Edom regarding saying Imanu Isem about the middle pair of Edom. And therefore they explain our Gemara as we did, this is referring to three sets of Edom that originally came and testified that Reuven Shar killed someone, and they also say that at the time that Reuven Shar killed someone, Reuven was actually there and saw this happen. And the Gemara continues with the eighth Teretz, Ravina Amar. Ravina explains, Makunis Baal Shar Makunis Ashar, that we're talking about a case where the original three sets of Edom came, and they testified that we know that one of Reuven's animals killed someone, but at that point they weren't certain which shark killed someone, and therefore it was impossible for us to go and kill any of these animals. Then after Reuven's shark kills a fourth person, then they realize that that is the same shark that originally killed the original three people, and therefore in that case the owner would have to pay kaifa, but originally of course we couldn't kill that animal. And the Gemara asked, my habla lemevad, l'chari, how can you say that this animal is considered mu'ud if the Edom never testified about a specific shark, that that shark shtoist three times, and therefore how did Reuven have any warning to go and watch a specific shar? And the Gemara answered, Mishum da Amri Lei, because the Edom say to him, Tur Nagachna Islach Bevakrach, Iboilach Nature Kulu Bachrach, that we know that you have a shar that shtoises amongst your cattle, and therefore you should guard all of your cattle. And even though they gave him a general warning, that's still considered a valid warning, even if you hold Liyuda Gavra. Therefore, now that the shtoises a fourth time, and this time they recognize that this is the shar that also killed the three previous people, therefore this shar at this point is going to be a shar niskal, and lemaisa this shar is a mu'ud, and therefore the owner will be chayiv kaifer. The Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah v'sevzeh chayav misa, that it doesn't make a difference if the shar was a tam or if the shar is mu'ud. The din is that the shar that kills a person is chayiv misa and is a shar niskal, and the Gemara will now bring the din of shar niskal. Tanan Baran, we learned in Brisa, we mash mishnema by the fact that Torah says in the pasuk of shar niskal sokli sokal ashar any day shenavelu even avela asur bechila. So certainly we know at this point that if the shar had skila, then the shar is in avela, and therefore it's asur bechila. So matam alayim aloy achlas b'sari. So why does the Torah continue and say that you're not allowed to eat its basa? And the Gemara tells us maglecha kasev, the Torah is teaching you this extra pasuk in order to teach you shem shachtu l'achshin medina asur bechila. If this animal is chayiv skila, and instead of giving it skila, the owner runs and shechts this animal and does a kosher shchita, that even so the animal would be asur bechila. And Rashi tells us that the way we understand the pasuk is mishabas shal l'day sakli sakal. Once the shar has a chayiv of skila, that shuv l'yachlas b'sari, then no matter what, you're not allowed to eat the basa, and even if you did a proper shchita to the animal, and ultimately the animal did not have skila. And the Gemara continues, inli al bechila, that we only know that a shor niskal is asu bechila, but no minayin, how do you know it's even asu bana? Talmud Leimin, the pasuk continues and says, ubal ashar noki, and lemaisa, we don't need this pasuk to teach us that the owner of the shor is not going to be chay misa, because this pasuk is talking about an animal that's a tam, and the only time that we say there's any chay of misa on the owner is only by a mu'ud, as we know that kufr is kapara, and kaifa is really replacement for the misa that the owner is chay bidei shemayim, and therefore when discussing the din of tam, the Torah wouldn't have to say ubala sharnaki. Therefore the Brisa teaches us that we learn from the words ubala sharnaki that this animal is asubana as well. And the Gemara asks, me'im mashma, that how's it mashma from the lashon of ubala sharnaki that the owner is not going to be able to have enough from the animal? And the Gemara explains, shim ben zayma states ka'adim sh'im l'chaver yatz ish plain nakim l'chasov, that this is similar to the saying that a person would say about his friend that loses his money, this person was cleaned out from all the chasim, ve'in lo'i behem hana shaklum, and he doesn't have any hana at all. And the Gemara continues, in Eas on the Brisa, umayt lo'i achlos besari, l'hech de shachto achshik medina sh'asu bechila, that how do you know when the Pasuk tells us, l'hech achlos besari, you now eat its basa, is teaching us that even if you shech the animal, after the Gemara din, that's still going to be asu bechila, ema, let us say, hech de shachto achshik medina shari bechilu, really if this animal would have a valid shchita, even though it was chayiv skila, it would would still be muta bachila. And maybe the words le'achlus besari is coming to teach us that when you gave this animal skila, then this animal is not only going to be asa bachila like an avela, but it'll even be asa bana, and this would be like the din of rabavo. Even though the pasuk says ubal shanoki, which seems to tell us that there's an isa hana, so l'chayyur this pasuk would be extra. However, the gemara will explain the pasuk of ubal shanoki is coming for something else, as we'll see on daf mem avon beis, and the gemara will bring multiple pshatim as to how to learn the words ubal shanoki. And our gemara continued that what the gemara just mean by saying that from the words le'achlus besari, it not only means an isa achila, but it also means an isa hana, as the amr avo, as ravo stated amr blazin neimar blazin kol makom shenama le'achel. Anytime the Torah states a lashon le'achel or le'seichel or le'seichlu, so echad isa achila ve'echad isa hana b'mashma, so that's mashma both an isa achila and isa hana. And as we know, the pasuk in Pashu A states, and even though it tells us you're not eating nevela, it only means an isachila and not isana. And as the Torah continues, but the ma'aser we see in that pasuk that if not for the fact the Torah would have specified and told us that you're allowed to give the nevela to a ger or you're allowed to sell it to a guy, then we would say that since it says in the Torah, le'seichlu, it not only refers to an isachila, but also to isana. And therefore, Gemara is bothered that how can you tell me that the din is that if you even go and shecht an animal, which is a shar niskal, then you did a proper shechita, that would still be asa b'achila, if maybe the pasuk of le'achal is coming to teach you that there's isana, even by a regular case of a shar niskal, then not only is there an isachila, but there's also an isana. And Gemara answers, Amri, hani mi le'echad nafak le'isachila v'isana mikra m'le'achal, that the only time that we say that the words le'achal can refer to an isana is only when you learn the isachila from that lashon of le'achal. But in the case of a shor niskal, the isachila misakal yisakal nafka, that the fact of the matter is that the isachila we already know by the fact that Torah tells us to give this animal skila, and therefore this animal will be in a vela and be asa b'achila. Therefore, isal kadaita chay le'achal es besari isahanahu, that if you can tell me that the word le'achal es besari is coming to teach you that even though generally when there's a vela you're only asa b'achila and there's no isahana, but the Torah is being mechadish to you, then in the case of shor niskal, there would be an isahana. So if so, nicht rechmana le'ahana, over here the Torah shouldn't have written the lashon le'achal, which is also mashma lashon achila, as we already know it's asa b'achila, and it should have just used the lashon of le'ahana, that you now have a na from this animal, since this animal is a shor niskal. And the Gemara continues with another question, inami, and even if you could tell me that the lashon le'achal couldn't make sense, even when we're only talking about isahana, and doesn't include isachila, but l'maisa, the Torah should have just said le'achal, as besari l'amali, that even l'fi yoshita, the words as besari are still extra. And therefore, Zakti Gemara, the afagav the avde ke'im basa the shachte asa. And as Rashi explains, el lav lashminon, that it must be the pasuk of le'achal's besari is come teach you, afagav the avde ke'im basa shchuto behechsha, asa ba'achil ba'ana, that even if this animal did not have skila, and instead you gave it the standard din of regular basa, and you shechted it properly, that even so, it's going to be asa ba'achil u'ba'ana. Therefore, clearly the pasuk of le'achlus besari is actually coming to teach you that it's isachila and isahana on something. And since we know that benigeya, the actual animal, if it actually had skila, then certainly it's an avela and therefore it's asa b'achila. So therefore, this extra pasuk must be coming to teach you that even if you shech this animal and you did so b'hechsha, that you still now eat the animal and there will also be an isahana. As l'maisa quint ravo, the word le'achl comes to teach you an isachila and isahana. As Rashi will point out on daf mem alpha and beis, that once we see in our Gemara that benigeya, an animal that is shachat, that the din is that's asa b'achila ba'ana, therefore benigeya, an animal that had skila, it would certainly be asa b'achila ba'ana, and really the words of Baal Sharnaki are still going to be extra, and the Gemara Amar Beis will explain what we do with the words of Baal Sharnaki. And the Gemara continues, Maskelon Marzutra. Marzutra now asks a question that we just said, that if there's an animal that was shachat instead of having skila, that the din is that's asa b'achila ba'ana, ema, let us say, and we continue in daf mem alvan beis, hani mi lehichat abodek tzura v'shachat bay, the avde ke'in skila, that the only time that this animal would still be asa b'achilu bana, only in a case where a person took a stone and made sure that it was very sharp and he inspected it and then he used it to shecht this animal, as that is a kosher shechita, and l'maisa it's similar to the case of skila, where the animal is killed by use of a stone and it's stoned. Maybe that's where the Torah's mechadish does, that even though this person shechted it, the animal is still considered shor niskal, and therefore the animal would still be asa bana. Aval hichle shechtu b'sakin loy, but maybe if the person would actually shecht this animal using a regular knife, then this animal would not be categorized as a shor niskal, and maybe in that case the animal Shmuel would not be asa b'achila ubana. The Gemara answers, Amri, atu sakin k'siv b'raisa. Do you think there's a maila of shechting an animal with a sakin? And there's a difference between if you shecht an animal with a knife or you shecht it with a sharp stone. And l'maisa, the makara for shechita is in a pasuk in Pashrei that states, ki yechach b'mcha ha-mokam, ha-shivcha ha-shem al-kecha, losam shmoy sham, v'zavachtu mi-bekarcha mitzaincha, ha-shenosan ha-shem l'cha, ka-shet zivisicha, v'chatu b'sherecha, b'chol avas nafshecha. We know about Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Masech Tzchulin, ha-shoich b'magal yad, if someone shechs using a hand sickle, b'tzura, with a rack, or the connet with a sharp reed, shechitasek sheir, then the shechita is kosher, and even though Lashon HaShechet is mashma only b'diavet, however, Ayin Tesa brings down that really the right is from a Braisa Masech Tzchulin that brings that b'kol shechtin, b'im b'tzur, b'im b'kremis, etc., which is mashma chitchila. And Tesa explains, al denichalei lahavi ha-mishnah, l'maisa ha-gemara would rather bring a raya from a mishnah, u'mekom makam, samach ha-braisa, d'shaya, filo chitchila, but l'maisa was samach ha-braisa, where it will be muta, even chitchila. And Tesa explains, the point of the Gemara's teretz is, that otu sakin ksib behedya, v'loi asit tzur, elam ribuye, do you think that there's a difference between shechting with a knife or shechting with a sharp rock, and do you think that the only reason why you're allowed to shecht with a sharp stone is based on a riboy, as of course there is no difference between shechting with a knife or shechting with a sharp stone, and therefore it can't be that there will be a chiluk in the Torah between if someone shechts a shor haniskal using a sharp stone, where it would be osa b'achila and osa b'ana, and if you shecht with a sakin, that would be muta b'achila, and therefore the Gemara knocks off the question of mazutra. And Ayin Rashi explains, "Atu sakin ksiv b'raisa shetei shchitase chashiva lahate yoisem shchitas sura." Of course, there should not be any chiluk. However, Ayin Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin, where he states, "Atu sakin ksiv b'raisa eitzel shchita v'kivin dehachihu," that since it's the case that the Torah doesn't mention the din of sakin but the gei shchita ki shocht nam b'tzur lavski li, if you shecht an animal using a sharp stone, that is not based on the din of skila el shchita. It's a regular din of shchita v'asal hakasa b'sarei v'uhadin sakin, and therefore there's no chiluk between someone shechts an animal with a knife or he shechts it using a stone. In both cases, it would be also bachila ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the din that we mentioned from our avo. The hash nafkalei is achilu b'sanah malei achlas b'sari. Then now we learn from the lashon malei achlas b'sari, we learn out that it's not only an isachila, but it's also an isahanah b'negeya, a person that shechts a shor haniskal, and therefore memela we will know that certainly in the case we actually kill this animal, and the animal is killed through skila, and therefore it's an avela. That certainly in the case of a shor haniskal, it will not only be asa b'achila, but also asa b'ana. And as we mentioned from Rashi, and Rashi states on daf mem alf mem beis, the third wide line, v'hash nafk le'achila b'ana mele ochal kirabvo lehecha d'shachtei v'koshki lehecha d'sakle. And therefore the Gemara now is bal shanoki lameli. Why would the pasuk have to continue and tell us of bal shanoki, as we don't need it in order to teach us that it is ana not been a gay a case where you shecht this animal that's a shor haniskal, and not in the case of a regular shor haniskal. And the Gemara answers lahanas ari that in a chinami the pasuk of bal shanoki is coming to tell you that this isahana is not only on the basa, but the isahana also applies to the ar and the skins of the animal, as well as to other parts of the animal that is not edible. And the Gemara explains that l'chira, since we already learned that there's an isahana, so why would you think that it would be mutter to have anah from the skins, and why would you need the pasuk of bal shanoki? And the Gemara explains the sakat at chimina, as we would think that since we're learning the isahana from le'achlus b'sari, so we would say that the only time there's isahana is only b'sari u'das b'ana, that since b'negei basa with shayach achila, therefore when the Torah says le'achal, it's not only including isachila, it's also including isana on the basa, aval eroi nishtrei b'ana, but b'negei its skins or any other part of the body which is not edible, for example its hair or its nails, so maybe since it's not shayach to eat its skin or other parts of its body, so maybe it's not included in the pasuk le'achal, and there wouldn't be an isana on its ar, kamash b'lon bal shanoki, and therefore the Torah tells us bal shanoki, that it's even also to have anah from the skins of a shor haniskal. And some explain that now we could go back to the brayso that we brought in daf mem alef from alef, and the Gemara brought over there tamalim v'bal shanoki, and the Gemara states me'i mashma, the Gemara brought from Shimon ben Zema to Adam Shem l'chaveir yatzah ish plain l'nakim l'chasev in l'behem anasha klum. And now the Gemara is explaining that doesn't just mean that the bal shor is noki and therefore he can't have anah from its basa, but the owner of the shor haniskal can't even have anah from its hides, and that is why Shimon ben Zema uses lashon v'in l'behem anasha klum, that he doesn't have an ability to have enough from any part of the animal and even from its hides. And actually, the Shittim and Kubetzes brings down from the Ra'ah that this is actually the way to understand the Braisa, that when the Braisa says in le b'achila, it doesn't mean that achila dafka, but it means b'dav ha'rei l'achila, the mitzvah b'achila v'hu adin b'ana. However, b'na minayin, how do you know that dav she'in rei l'achila el l'ana, k'goin oyer minayin, How do you know that it will also be also by Noah? Tamalimo Balashonoki Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Lahanachanoi the Mafkale Lahai Balashonoki Lajosha Khina. We will see a bit later on the summit, as well as Dafmem Bezum and Aleph, that there are other Tanayim that explain the Pasuk of Balashonoki not to include Hanaras Ayri, but to be negay other dinim, and therefore, according to them, Hanaras Ayri Minolu, how do they know that there is an Issa to have a Noah even from the skins and the hides of the Sharon Iskal? And the Gemara answers, Nafluum Esbisari, they learn from the Pasuk that says, Achal Esbisari, and we learn out Esa Tafel Besari, that's coming to include the thing that's Tafel to the Basa, and Mainu Oyre, and that's including its skins and its hides, and there will be an Issa for a person to have a Noah from the skins and hides of a Sharon Iskal. The Gemara continues that Arman the Omer that learned that there's an Issa Hanan the Ur from Baal Sharnaki, so Lachira coined to him, you have the extra word of Esbisari, and what does he learn out of the word S? And the Gemara answers, Bahaitana Es Leidarish, according to Artana, he doesn't dash in the word S, Kitanya, and this similar to the Bryce that we have, Shin Amsuni, Vamilun Khami Amsuni, Hayudarish Kal Es and Shibatara, that they went and they were dashing every S in the Torah, and they said that S always includes something that's similar to the thing that it says afterwards. And Lemaisa Kim Shagil Es Shamal Kechatira, once they reached Pashves Khanan and they got to the Pasak Es Shamal Kechatira, they said it's impossible to remember anything that will be on the same level as a Kaj Barhu, and therefore Pirish, they said therefore it seems that the Lushan S is not coming to remember anything, and therefore our Tana holds like Shimon Amsuni and like Nechemi Amsuni that we don't learn anything from S. And the Gemara continues with the story, Amrulei Talmidav, so the Talmidim of Shimon Amsuni or Nechemi Amsuni said to them, Rebbe, Kol Es and Shidrashtam Aitai Len, Lemaisa, you just went through and you toiled on figuring out what you should say and what drasha you should make from every S in the Torah up until this point. So what will be with all your drushes? Amulhem, and he said back to them, Kishem Shekabati Schala Drisha, that just like I was Mekabal Schar and dashing the words S, Kakabati Schala Prisha, I will also get Schar for leaving all my drushes on the side and realizing that it's impossible to dash an S, I will receive my schar for having integrity and making sure that the Torah remains MS. And the Gemara continues, Ad Shebar Rabbi Kiva Limeid, until Rabbi Kiva came and he taught us, Es Hashem Melkechatira, that we could even dash in something from the words of Es Hashem Melkechatira, the rabbis Talmid Chachamim, as this is coming to be Mabit Talmid Chachamim. And of course, there are many different ideas that are spoken about in this Gemara, and one of the most famous is that Rabbi Kiva saw that Shimon Amsuni and Nechemi Amsuni was so godly like that they were able to be purged from all the work that they did in the lifetime in order to make sure that Torah was MS. Therefore, he realized that the word of Ser Shalom Kachatira must be coming to include Talmid Chachamim. And I entices in Diva Masal, Rabbis Talmid Chachamim, that yes, Ben Taima, Ben Play Seva Takim. Normally, why we need a Pasuk and Play Seva Takim? Tape Kalimi Hacha, we should learn from this Pasuk. Vishleim, the Hacha, Berab Muvik, Kedatam, Merabcha, Kamer Shemayim, Oi Berab Muflug, Dahavik, in Rabbi. And also, I am Bishayim, that yes, why did Shimon Amsuni or Nechemi Amsuni wait until they got to the Pasuk of Ser Shalom Kachatira? If they should have already been purged by the pasuk that says "Be'after Sashem Lekecha" and "Ayin Sham," and the Gemara continues that we just learned from the words of Baal Shanaki, even the hides of the Sharon Iskal is Asubana, and the Gemara now brings a brisa Tanur Rabbanu Baal Shanaki that when the Torah tells us Baal Shanaki, Rabbi Leza tells us Naki Mechetzi Kaifa that's teaching us that if there's a shartam that kills a person, then not only is it not Chayev Kaifa, but it's not even Chayev Chetzi Kaifa, as you may think that since the Torah tells us Benegeya a sharmud that there's a chi of a kaifa, so just like Benegeya Hezek, that is a chi of Chetzi Nezek, so Benegeya killing a person, there will be a chi of on a tab to pay Chetzi Kaifa, Kamash Mulan, Baal Shanaki, that the owner of the Shar is not going to be Chayiv and he's completely innocent. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezo, the Lachari, why do you need a pasuk of Baal Shanaki to teach us that a Shar Tam is part of Chetzi Kaifa, Valoihu Atzma Emishtal Mugufai, even if you would say that a Shar Tam would be Chayiv Chetzi Kaifa, then since by Negeya Nezokin, the din is that a Shar Tam only pays Chetzi Nezek Migufai, so Lachari the din would be that Benegei a Shar Tam that kills a person, even if it's Chayiv Chetzi Kaifa, he would only be Chayiv Migufai and only from the value of the animal. Then the owner of this animal should say, Hivil Bezdin Vishalmoach, once you bring this animal to Bezdin, then I will pay you. And of course, since you can't bring any value of this animal to Bezdin, therefore I don't have a responsibility to pay you at all, and certainly you would not be Chayiv Chetzi Kaifa, and therefore why would Rabbi Lezer need the limud of Baal Sharnaki? And the Gemara will now bring two different versions as to Rabbi Lezer's response to Rabbi Kiva. The first version is, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Kiva, Kachani Beinecha, do you not think very hardly of me, Shedini Bezeh, Shechai Misa, that you think that my din was where the animal was Chai Misa, and therefore there's no value to this animal, Ein Dini, Elek Shehemis, Esa Adam, Al Pied Echad, my din that I stated, and that have me that I would have, that the owner of the Shor Tam would be Chai to pay, Chetzi Kaifa, is only in a case where the Shor killed a person, and it was only one aid, and that case, of course, the Shor will not be killed. killed, and therefore one may have a havmina that you still be chayiv chetzi kaifer, and of course there is value to the animal in that case, and therefore you take chetzi kaifer migufai oy al pi bailim, or in a case where the owner was the one who admitted that his shark killed a person, and once again in that case the shark would not be chayiv skila, and that's why we may have a havmina that the owner would still be chayiv chetzi kaifer migufai. And Taisa Diva Masa al pi erechol oy al pi bailim brings down from Rashi in Masechta Zvachim and Masechta Tzmura that perish because the shark in erech al pi bailim, that the shark is not killed if the bailim are the ones who admit mishum the moed b'ktasi, as this is considered a case of moed b'ktas, and therefore the shor would not receive skila. And in that case, you may have a hamina that the owner would be responsible for chetzi kaifa kamash b'lan u'bala shonoki. The Gemara now asks, al pi bailim, if you're telling me that the shor is not going to have skila because it was al pi bailim, and therefore it's moed b'ktas is pata, the lachayur the din of chetzi kaifa is also based on a knas, and therefore once again it's moed b'ktasu. Therefore once again lachayur, what would be the hamina that you would actually pay chetzi kaifa? And Rashi points out that this question that the Gemara is asking when it discusses al pi bailim is also kasha on the terrace that we gave of al pi eid echad, because even if there's an eid echad, the lechayr an eid echad cannot be mechayiv someone to pay chetzi kaifa either, as in order to be mechayiv someone money, you have to have two eidim, and therefore the Gemara is asking on both of the tzurutim of Rabbi Leza, and the Gemara answers kasava kufr kapara. Rabbi Leza holds that kaifa comes for kapara, and b'negei kapara is not shaykh to say that moedim kapara is pata, and therefore although since there's only an eid echad, or because the owner was moedim, therefore the shor would not be able to receive skila. However, as Rashi says, kasava kufa kapara lefikach iloi maate, if we would not have the meat of a bal shanoki, have a mina l'chayi bein beit echa bein api atzmai, kehechad have a kapara, in order you should have a kapara. And this comes to answer both of the questions that we had on Rabbi Leza. In Ayin Teis Dino Masch al pi edachad ay al pi baidem, we mentioned a Teis brought from Rashi that the din of shor niskel is based on a knas, but tem l'ri and vrek d'ri, hechad metzina the riga shor knas, that in l'chinami b'negea chetzi kaifa or b'negea chetzi nezek, we could say that that's a knas. As we learned previously, that chetzi nezek is knasuhu. But lemaisa, where do we find this din of the Torah that tells us that this is an animal that's either a tam or mur that kills a person, that the din is that you have to kill it, and sakal yisakal, and it's a shor niskal, that how do we see anywhere that that's a knas? L'chayr, it's a regular din Torah, and it's not based on knas. And therefore, Taisa explains, when the Gemara stated, oyal pi bailim, it didn't mean that because the bailim were moida, but zak Taisa, that you can't be mechayiv al pi bailim, mishum the adam karv eitzel memoinai, because a person is carved to his money, and therefore he's not believed, and he can't testify. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we have another version as to the response of Rabbi Leza to Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rabbi Leza states to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, kachani bayinecha, am I so lowly by you that you ask me such a question, shadina bezeh shechai miso, that you think that my din was in a case where the animal was chai miso, and therefore, of course, if you're only going to go and collect me gufai, there will be nothing to collect from. Ein dini el b'miskaven la'arg zabeim v'arz adam, my din was stated in a specific case where the animal had kavana to kill an animal and then he killed a person. In that case, the animal will not be chayiv skila. In that case, one may have a havmina that a short time would still be chayiv chetzi kaifa, kamash b'lan, based on the pasuk ba'al sharnaki, that the owner is not going to pay chetzi kaifa. And similarly, in a case, l'mitzri v'arg yisrael, the animal had kavana to kill a mitzri and he actually killed yisrael, was some agaris l'nachri v'arg yisrael, only the following, or the animal had kavana to kill a nefal v'arg ben kayama and he killed ben kayama. In all these cases, the animal would be patavim skila, and you may have a hamina that's a chi of a chetzi kaifa on the owner, kamash b'lan u'bala sharnaki. And the Gemara continued that although many times when we see two different versions in the Gemara, it's either that he said the first version or the second version. However, our Gemara feels that certainly Rabbi Leza said both of these versions, and therefore the Gemara is hayom alei bereisha, which of these versions did Rabbi Leza say to Rabbi Kiva first? And the Gemara brings a machlekes. Rav Kana mishpeid Rava am miskaven am alei bereisha. Rav Kana says the name Rava. Rabbi Leza said the teretz of miskaven la'arg zepeim v'arz adam first, and only afterwards did he say the first teretz of kshehemis es ha'adam al pi eid echad oy al pi bailim. And Rav Tavium mishmeid Rava am ahemis am alei bereisha. Rav Tavium says the name Rava. The opposite, that Rabbi Leza first said to Rabbi Kiva that kshehemis es ha'adam al pi eid echad oy al pi bailim, and only afterwards did he tell him the teretz el b'miskaven la'arg zepeim v'arz adam. And I in Rashi miskaven am alei bereisha the raya gedolihi the lahai bade is to kra, that there's a greater raya than the first version of Rabbi Leza. Certainly we would need the pasuk of Baal Nishonoki to teach you that you don't pay chetzi nezek by a short time that kills a person. It's not such a great raya. The ikalusve moed b'knas pata, as the Gemara asks a question on it from moed b'knas. As we explained, therefore even in the case of muad you would also be pata, and therefore certainly the first version of what Rabbi Leza stated is not as strong of a teretz as the second version, and the Gemara now explains machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rav Tavumi, and Rav Kahana mishmed Rav Amma miskaven Amma liberisha. Rav Kahana says that Rav Elazar said the teretz of miskaven larig zabim varza adam first, and that is of course a better teretz, as mashlut tzayin that is comparable to a trapper shesher l'dagum in yam who is catching fish from the sea. And we continue on daf mem beizam and alf meshkach rav bishokol, when he finds larger fish he will definitely take those first, and zutri shokol, and then we'll have room for smaller ones. He'll also take smaller ones, as there's no reason not to, but the Maaseh will definitely bring his stronger answers first, and only afterwards will he bring his weaker answer. Rav Tavim Mishmeid Rav Amma Hemes Amma Lebreisha, they really said the first teretz first, and the first version is the first version that Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva. Once again, the Gemara brings a mashal, as mashal tzai tshishol dogam in a yam, and similar to a trapper that's capturing fish from the sea, mishkach zutri shakal, when he finds small fish, he takes it first, and as Rashi explains, sava domal mishkach achrini, as the person thinks that he won't find other fish. Then mishkach ravvi, once he finds larger fish, shadu zutri, he'll throw out the smaller fish from his basket, vishaku ravvi, and he'll take the larger fish. And as Rashi said, vichad mishkach ravvi, when he finds the larger fish, v'lesle monek kuli had, l'sakinu l'kulu, shadu zutri vishaku ravvi, at this point he doesn't have enough room in his basket to fit all these fish, so he'll throw out the smaller fish and he'll take the more chashuva fish. Hachinami, hemis omale b'resha, first he told him that the first teretz, da'akati le'avi adalei milsada difamine, as he still didn't have the second raya, and therefore he never better teretz. And once he found the second raya, therefore he found a better teretz, and therefore he was chayzer from his first teretz, and we will stop over here.